Galvin, what line will you be playing for?
I will win today for line 14 again.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Mike. This is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. Galvin is playing for you. Please hold. Spanish.
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Spanish is playing for you. Miller.
5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Terry.
Terry Miller is playing for you, and I am playing for you. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. I'm playing for you. Let's do this. Let me tell you, up for grabs. We no longer have Monster Jam now because we gave it to the blind lady. But we do have Wreck the Halls, and we do have WWE Raw for you to choose from. All right. Carmen is the keeper of the final Sporkle and the judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're playing, can you name the romantic comedy based on Netflix description?
Oh, here we go.
I don't know these.
And if you can't get it, I do have one actor or actress that starred in these movies. Deal? Okay. A bail enforcer tracks his ex-wife, a journalist, following a dangerous story. Now they're both in the line of fire. Gerard Butler.
I know.
Jennifer.
No,
it's Julia Roberts.
Is it really?
Skip Trace.
The Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
I didn't know if you were easier. For real about that. Or...
No, I was for real. There's a movie called Skip Trace, I think, whatever, but okay. If there's not, there should be.
Anyway, moving on. After a stint in a mental hospital, Pat moves in with his parents and tries to win back his
Silver
wife.
Silver Lining Playbook. Yeah.
Yes. Moon. After a chance... After a chance encounter, two strangers already in a relationship realize they have genuine chemistry. Years later, they yearn to reunite. John Cusack.
Serendipity.
Yes.
God.
Mike Calta. After falling for a pretty art teacher who has no short-term memory, a Marine veteran.
51st Aids.
Mike Calta. After his TV star girlfriend, Sarah, breaks his heart.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Spanish.
Yes, sir.
After his wife dumps him on their honeymoon, uptight Ruben reconnects with his childhood friend who teaches him to live life on the edge.
Ruben.
Ruben. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Polly.
Those are nice.
Moon. Comic book artist Holden meets the perfect woman.
Chasing Amy.
Yes. Galvin. This rom-com chronicles the relationship of two busy singles who try to include sex in their friendship, minus the
Just
emotions
friends.
And commitment. Justin Timberlake.
No strings attached.
No, it's something like that, though.
F-buddies. No?
Friends with Benefits.
That's it.
Very close.
Much more straightforward title.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the porn parody of it.
When a cocky advertising executive finds he can suddenly...
What Women Want.
Yes.
Oh.
My God.
It really is good.
It is.
It really is good.
Mel Gibson
was before Mel Gibson hated Jews.
Right.
Before we knew he did.
Right.
When a geeky teen's birthday party goes awry and she makes a wish that she could be 30, she wakes up to...
13 going on 30?
Yes.
Hey, that was also before he hated Jews, and it was when that chick was hot. What is the chick from that movie?
Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt. Yeah. It was when Helen Hunt was hot for like 5 minutes.
There was a moment when Plain was hot in this country.
Who?
There was a moment when Plain was hot in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
She was never hot. Like, she had a good body, but she had those weird just eyes.
Oh, I thought she was
like
hot. She looked like the Scream mask a little bit.
Yeah.
But she was
kind of
hot.
She did full frontal in a movie not too long ago.
As good as it gets, she was naked.
No, but she did full frontal.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Was she naked or she did the, she had the white t-shirt
all,
on?
No, she was all doughy in the bathtub.
All right, boys, back here. We are halfway. Spanish Whistle Score.
You score right now, Moon and Michael are tied with 3. Galvin and I are in last, tied with 1.
Moon.
Come back right now.
When millionaire Edward enters into a business contract with Hollywood hooker Vivian, he loses his heart
Pretty
in
woman.
The bargain. Yes, Galvin. When Sarah travels to California for her sister's wedding, she hears a rumor that her family was the real-life inspiration for the film The Graduate.
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes,
I love
Kevin
this.
Costner.
Failure to launch.
No. That's... different one.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it after the buzzer.
After?
Way
damn
after.
It.
After the buzzer.
Two Mississippis after.
When she finds out that her boyfriend is married and that she and that she's his mistress, a woman teams up with
the other woman.
Wife to get
First Wives Club.
The other woman.
Ah, thank you.
Yes. Years after high school, a once portly nice guy comes home for the
Just
holidays.
Friends.
Just
yeah.
Friends.
That's a good movie.
That is so good.
When an overbearing book editor learns she's in
the
danger.
Proposal.
Moon takes a leave.
By the way, we should know that. We've saw that like 90 times so on one good. Of the cruises. It was just on a loop.
Love those movies. Every night, a writer travels back in time to Paris.
Time travels wife.
To Paris in the 1920s, where he finds romance and inspiration by mingling with his artistic.
Midnight in Paris.
Yes.
Got I can get it out, man. Damn
Miller.
Fortune hunter Holly Golightly finds herself captivated.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes. And Sandra Bullock plays a transit worker who rescues a handsome commuter.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Pretends, then no. to pretends
Mr.
to be.
Mr. Wright. No.
No.
Mrs. Wright.
No. No. Pretends to be the comatose man's fiance while falling for his brother, Sandra Bullock. While you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping, Mr. Wright is Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Mr. Wrong.
pharmaceutical rep Jamie becomes a player in the big game of male performance enhancement drug sales and finds unexpected romance with Anne Hathaway.
Love Actually.
No.
Pharmaceutical sales love.
Too long of a title. Love and Other Drugs. Yep. And we are on the last three.
Oh, man.
I'm currently in last with two. Michael, you are next with three. Galvin, you are followed with four. Miller is leading this race by one with a total of five.
All right, here we go. Right.
John Martello's romantic exploits are legendary among his friends, but his obsession for online porn.
Don Juan.
Don John.
Don John.
Yes!
Oh,
stolen!
Burn.
Bitch!
Hurtful.
Okay, two left. This clever tale of title character's name, Odyssey for Mr. Right Here Right Now to Mr. Right delivers a glimpse into the inner workings of the female mind. Renee Zellweger.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Spanish.
Damn it. I need this one to tie.
Yeah. Or I can get this one to tie. We are tied for it. Yeah.
All right.
Last. I can't do it.
You can see block.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
Last one. Beverly Hills high school student Cher.
Clueless.
God damn it.
Moon.
Thank
you. Ferris' favorite
Thank
movie.
Closing out the year. So I end the year as the champion.
Yep.
Of today. Well, yeah. What are the year totals, though? Yeah.
The year totals, Galvin, I am the last with 50.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, Galvin, you are in second with 62. And Michael, or I guess 63 with yesterday's win. And Michael, you are leading with a score of 102 total wins.
Man, so I more than doubled you.
Yeah.
I didn't quite double Galvin.
No, you didn't.
I crushed Moon.
And do you want to hear last year's totals, 2015's totals, and where you ranked
at? Yeah.
So last year, I only had a total of 37 wins. Galvin had a total of 81 wins. And Michael, you had a total of 108 wins last year.
So I'm pretty average.
You took a little bit of mine.
Yeah.
Give them back.
Don't forget Rob.
And my money.
Oh, and Rob.
Rob won two.
He read three.
Three. So,
And I'm funny.
And my money.
I have your death pool money, so we're covered.